B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Fanatic Fan Fest online ticket window is now open. Just go to our website, 975thefanatic.com. Do it right now. Click on the FanFest logo and grab a free pair of FanFest tickets. There's a limited amount of tickets available, so get them right now. We're also giving you a chance to get the tickets right here on General Knowledge Wednesday. And the 3 o'clock hour of the show is brought to us by Corpolis Bakery and Deli, world-famous tomato pie, and Hoagie Party Trays. Every bit as good. Let's get back to the phones and go to Tony in Washington, D.C. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tone.
Mikey Miss, what's up, buddy?
What's How you doing? What's going on, Tone?
Hey, listen, so I'm going to look at this one way, right? Jimmy Butler's got to be signed. Reason why, I think with his age, it's the last time that he can get a max deal, and I don't think he's going to leave $50 million on the table. Because at the end of that five-year contract, should the Sixers offer him five, he's going to be, what, 35, 36 years old?
Yeah, but he's a different guy.
Yeah, he's a different guy.
He's not a predictable guy. He's like a country dude. And he said, like, 4 or 5 years, that's more than enough, 4 years than more than enough money anyway.
Well, I get it. But then something else you got to think about. So everybody nowadays is talking about this three-headed monster, and everybody's having three superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid is signed. If you offer Jimmy a max and he takes it, so I don't know if you can offer Tobias a max and then turn around and give Ben a max.
Yeah, you can.
So you can take all four.
Your own player can exceed the cap. So if you resign your own player, you can exceed the cap. You just have to worry about the luxury tax.
I would not sign JJ, because to me, JJ is a liability on the defensive end. I think you give Tobias and you give Jimmy JJ shots, and you bring somebody else in who can fill JJ's role.
And who would that be?
I mean, I'm going to tell you, I love Beverly.
Oh, he's not a two guard, though. He's not going to make shots for you. He's only going to back up the point.
Well, Patrick Beverly or either the kid that's playing in Orlando right now.
Ross. Terrence Ross, I like a lot.
Terrence Ross.
Now you can sell me.
Right, and at the end
But if you get Butler and Tobias, you're not going to be able to get Ross.
Well, yeah, so that's a business decision you got to make, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to have a big four, now you got Ben, Tobias, Jimmy, and Joel. Now that's going to kind of strap you from going out and building your.
Yeah, well, it is. So you're just throwing away JJ. You got to have somebody else that can make shots.
Well, I mean, I think that you have a bunch of guys who you can. Again, you're going to have fillers. You may not have anybody.
I'm going to give you the name. Tyrone's itching at the trigger. Shake Milton.
Yeah, well, Shake Milton, I mean, you have to look at some of the grown talent. You make a conscious decision to put four big guys on the court that have max contracts.
I'm not a believer in Shake. All right, let me give you a general knowledge question. You ready?
Okay, fire away.
American history quotes.
Uh-oh.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Who said it?
Oh, man, I hear it all the time.
Sports guy. Sorry, man. It was a sports history. That would be Lou Gehrig said that. I can still, you know, they play the recording every now and then.
Yeah.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
It's pretty good.
With the echoes. Mm-hmm. You see what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Lou Gehrig.
I wonder. Wow. As Lou looks down, he's a hell of a baseball player, had the Iron Man streak. And like most, a lot of people remember him because, unfortunately, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's a little bothered by that. All this I provided to people, entertainment for years. You remember me for a disease?
Sick in the afterlife, it brings him pain.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, you raise a point. Let's go, Bob in Hanover. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
Hey, Mike, how you doing
today? What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Not much. Got a great show. I wish
I wish they had you on nationally in the morning instead of that junk that's on right now. But
well, we have a great morning show. What are you talking about?
No, I mean your show in the morning. I wish it was better. But
yeah, anyway, I can't get up that early, bro. Sorry.
Hey, do you think the Kapler's starting to come around to the fans and trying to say, hey, man, I belong here? Because prior to this year, he's never been thrown out of a game. And now, all of a sudden, he gets booted twice.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with him wanting to bond with the fans. I think he's legitimately angry on both situations. Like, last night, all he wanted a question answered. Why are you giving us a warning? And there may have been a good reason for that. That's all the umpire had to say was, listen, sometime Monday night, I think this is going to get out of hand. I'm sorry you don't like it, but I don't want a bean ball. Brawl. So, I mean, I think he was right to come out. And when he got thrown out like that last night, how would you feel about that? I'd tear that guy's head off.
Yeah, that was pretty quick, but you got to love Joe's heave-ho. That's pretty cool the way he
does. That's not cool. That guy's not cool at all. That pelican neck. Come on, man. He's got like seven mackerel in his neck.
I got a non-sport.
Well, the Pelicans store fish in there now. Like, you know,
so, I know.
Well, it looks like a fish store. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If somebody in the audience can help me, I got a non-sports question. I go to Kensington High School to play half ball all the time, although I live out here in Hanover, PA. But
really? You go to Kensington to play half ball?
Oh, yeah. There's still a lot of people in the neighborhood I know. A lot of my nephews, we all meet there and have a half ball.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but anyway.
I never got half ball.
Now.
Why play half ball when you can play whole ball? But anyway, go ahead, Bob.
Okay. I just have a problem with these. All of a sudden, Fishtown is becoming the place to be. And the boundaries of Fishtown are slowly extending.
Whoa, you have a problem with that? Natalie lives in that beautiful Fishtown, the expanded area.
But they're starting to call parts of Kensington Fishtown. I have to correct people.
It's true.
Hold on a second. Hold on. All right, Natalie's got a retort.
Yeah, no, it's true. He's right.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the reasons that they're doing it is because Fishtown is so desirable.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to build up the real estate in Kensington by extending it. But really,
Bob doesn't like it. It's gentrification.
No, I mean, he's right. But yeah. And it's actually not really good because you're mm-hmm. still on like Kensington and Lehigh, which is still like not the greatest area. And they're calling it Fishtown.
All right.
You know?
We're running out of time. Let me give you a general knowledge question.
Yes, sir.
Things that are gray, the easiest category on the board. A tea variety named after a nobleman.
Greg, I know what it is. My wife drinks it.
Not quick enough.
Real fast, that's, Mike.
What?
Before you go to the next caller. So we made...
I didn't give you the answer yet.
Oh.
It's Earl Grey.
Yeah.
Earl Grey tea. All right, go ahead. Now
before you get to the next caller, mm-hmm. on that ticket raid, mm-hmm. we made 1,000 tickets available.
Is that right? All gone?
Gone at 3:04.
Oh, 4 minutes it took.
4 minutes.
Well, actually, less than 4 minutes.
Less than 4.
We got on at like 3:02 from, from the break.
1,000 tickets. So the bosses just came in said, for people, don't worry, for the future.
We're going to have another one.
For future online ticket raids, we'll have to make more tickets than 1,000 available. We went through 1,000 in less than 4 minutes. There's people on social media like, hey, it's 3:05. It says no way they're sold out.
This is growing to like Woodstock proportions.
It is. Remember last year they had the very long lines? Mm-hmm. It looks like we're going to beat that this year. If they're
Richie
indication.
Haven's open.
Yeah.
Freedom! Yeah. So this concept of half ball.
Yeah.
I know a lot of like people grew up with it.
Yes.
In the city. I don't get it. I understand the half ball concept. When you can play whole ball, why would you play half ball? Because that half had to be a hole at one point.
Well, because the wall was so essential to the game of half ball. You didn't really have the space. That kind of had a lot to do with it.
So you couldn't hit it far.
Right. So that's why you half the ball.
Oh, all right. Because I used to play a lot of stickball in the schoolyard. We played a tennis ball
that's
and a broomstick.
That's what we would play.
Because I could throw sliders with a tennis ball. You had semi-seams on that thing.
Well, yeah, that too. But it's, yeah, it's just easier to play because you don't need that much space to play
it. It's not that much fun. It's hard to make solid contact on a half a ball.
And that's the point. It's very competitive, too.
It's not fun. If it's hard to make contact with it, it's like...
Well, it's fun if you're good at it. Yeah, or your team's decent.
Do you remember your stickball squad from when you were a kid?
Let me tell you something, dude. I was the stickball king.
Right, but do you remember your squad, the guys you used to play with?
Oh,
do you remember all their names?
Absolutely.
No, because...
I used to play with my friend Brian one-on-one all the time.
Oh, you guys would play one-on-one?
Play one-on-one stickball.
So you got to crank
it. Mano a mano, like pitching against pitching.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. With a tennis ball.
Yeah, so real fast, I'm going to give a shout-out to Victor and Vincent Sanders, Willie and Jimmy Rich.
Oh, there you go.
And Tom Fimple and my brother Terrence, yeah. That was my crew for stickball. It's everything to think of it.
You know, my friend Brian will acknowledge this. He was a good player. We played together in a lot of baseball leagues.
Yeah.
He was 0-42 against me.
You always won. You won 42 in a row.
0-42.
What?
Yes.
We got to get the fight
until he finally beat me. 0-42. Simple formula. Fastball up and in because he was a long swinger. I crowd him. And I go slider away, and he couldn't throw the slider.
You made him a better player.
Maybe. Adam, King of Prussia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Adam?
Not too much. I was wanting to talk about Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a sports management major at Temple, and so this past year we did a project on basically the worth of players' contracts, and besides rookie contracts, because rookies who are playing well, their contracts are, or their stats are inflated for what they're being paid. But based on stats like true shooting, efficiency, all that stuff, makes you, like, he came out of being worth $20 million a year. And when you get to the third, fourth, fifth year of his contract, he's going to be putting up 12, 15 points a game, and I don't think it's worth it. But, I mean, for what his playoff impact is.
See, this is like a Bryce Harper argument. This is like a Bryce Harper argument.
It is a little bit.
All right, so, well, you know how good your team is if Jimmy Butler's on it, right?
Yeah.
You don't know how good it's going to be if he's not on it. So who cares whether he's worth $20 million in his statistical realm?
That's true. I'm like, market value's higher. But, like, Tobias Harris with this reduction last year, there's no way that you can recreate his stats, Moneyball style, with some bench players and some depth. But I don't think a Rockets trade is, like, for especially the Rockets trade, I think that's so stupid. Because you're picking up those big contracts on those old players. I mean, Eric Gordon's a great player, but I just don't think it's...
All right, so you would let Butler, if he wanted to sign in Houston, you're not going to do a sign and trade. You'd let him go. And you use that money to sign other players.
Yeah, and the only thing is, I just don't think, like, I mean, we're sitting on young players. So I just think that at the end of the day, I mean, you sign some people for 1 year, you make a run, and I mean, it's not going to go too far, but you go for next free agency. I mean, we're looking at the long haul. I mean, we got young players right now.
I don't know we're looking at the long haul, brother. I got news for you. Now's the time you have to act. You have to win the East next year. Forget the long haul. You got to win the East.
We got a long period of time right now. We have a big window, and that towards the end of that window, when Embiid's 29...
Oh, forget the window. Forget that window. What are you looking at the window for? There's a sense of urgency right now. You got to win right now. The thing's wide open.
A dynasty.
It's open right now to win the East and win the NBA title next year. True. It's wide open. True. All right, man. Here we go. Let's get general knowledge. Movies with names in the title. The Blank Crown Affair.
The Blank Crown Affair?
The Blank Crown Affair, yes.
I don't know, Gold Crown.
Oh, sorry, man. It's the Thomas Crown Affair. He must be a youngster.
Yeah, he sounded
a youngster. Isn't that Pierce Brosnan?
That was the remake, with Rene Russo.
Oh, that's right. Rene Russo was in the Thomas Crown Affair.
Yeah, she looked pretty good in that.
Yeah.
So one more thing.
She had her moment in Major League, Rene Russo.
Yeah, she had a run.
Yeah, that was a moment.
Yes. One more thing on half ball. Someone texted me and said half ball evolved because they didn't have a lot of cash, and when the balls went dead, they cut them in half so they could continue to play. That's part of it, too.
All
so you cut the ball in half to continue to play the game.
All right.
That's all.
I've seen half ball play, and I've played it. It's like, to me, it's like, what? I like to make contact and drill a tennis ball, like, long way.
Well, you gotta have room for that. You were in the suburbs, Mike.
Well, it wasn't really the suburbs. We were using flat tennis balls, believe me. They didn't have a lot of hair on them.
No, it was any tennis ball you could find.
Exactly.
Yeah, nobody was buying you fresh ones.
Right.
It's whatever you found.
Billy in Deptford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Billy.
Hey, guys. I watch your show every day, usually. I just wanted to call in because I feel like nobody's really talking about the lack of depth that the Sixers have. Mm-hmm. If we lose McConnell, I mean, he's an average player. He's a greedy player. He has his moments. Huh? But when T.J. McConnell as a backup point guard.
Yeah, I know we got it. Because Tyronn hit that for a reason. And it wasn't to ask again.
I mean, in the end of the day, in the playoffs, we had no depth. When Embiid went out, who were we putting in?
I get it. But you have to have like a good starting lineup first, and then you worry about your depth. I'm not disagreeing with you. They didn't have depth last year. So they're going to have to figure that part out, but it's more important to keep the whole, like, the core together, right?
But, yeah, of course. But if we run it back, also, if we lose Tobias and Jimmy, we also lost assets that we had last year. We traded for both of them. Mm-hmm. We lose assets.
Well, true. That would be a disaster.
Yeah, but if we do run it back and we don't have money to sign any depth when we get back to the playoffs, I mean, we have a good starting lineup.
All right,
I mean,
but look at it this way. You can sign Scott. You can sign Redick. Okay, Redick is signable because he's your own player. Both are on your own players. You can get, you have three exceptions that you can sign from the salary cap for a minimum salary player. A guy can make $9 million, or you can get two players that can make up $9 million. So you can add a couple guys that are out there right now that want to play on a good team. So you can construct depth.
Okay. What do you guys think of Willie Cauley-Stein and Spencer?
Perfect.
Dinwiddie?
Willie Cauley-Stein is a perfect backup center. And who's the other guy?
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie, it's going to cost you too much money. You're not going to be able to sign him, and he's not a free agent. You have to trade for him. He just signed a big contract last year.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about is if we did sign Al Horford, do you guys think that it would help not only with obviously, the depth with Embiid, but he guarded Embiid pretty good the last 2 years. I don't know if he's in his head a little bit or not, but it seemed like every time they play, I don't know what his numbers are exactly, but they weren't the best against playing Al Horford.
No, Al Horford would make sense. The only problem is he's 33 and he wants a max, so we'll see what happens. All right, here's a general knowledge question for you. For a pair of FanFest tickets, this is the general knowledge category. What calendar rolled over to 13.0.0.0.0 on December 21st, 2012, leading stupid people to predict a worldwide apocalypse?
The Mayan calendar?
Correct! Good, my man! A fairly difficult question.
That was a pretty tough one.
He slayed it.
He did. We have a bit of an update.
An update?
From Woj.
A Woj update on the Jimmy Butler situation.
Him and Zach Lowe together. Okay. They're saying that Houston's now offering Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, and P.J. Tucker individually to teams with cap space to absorb the salary. So they're basically saying, hey, you have cap room. You can't get a free agent. We'll give you this guy for free. Mm-hmm. And then they're trying to get back first-round picks, hoping that the Sixers will want to do
the sign and trade.
But nothing's done. It's just a little bit of a mini update because no one has yet said, yes, I'll take the money.
Well, then who would be included in the sign and trade if it's not those guys, if they're going to other teams?
I guess they're trying to find a third team.
Mm-hmm.
Then so they clear out the cap space. Now they can make the trade. And then they'll still have to find a way to get the third team to get the Sixers thing. To give them something the Sixers would want.
Something better than the Houston players that are going to be traded.
Right. Therefore, this is still... This just proves it's a long road, but I guess they figure if they clear cap space somehow, then he can just sign with them for less money.
Okay.
Or for less years. But either way.
Is this freaking the Sixers out, you think?
I don't.
I guess they have to just stand and wait, right?
The best they can do is call him up and say, we'll give you the 5 years, 190. Mm-hmm. We don't want to. You don't say that to him, but you say. Yeah. We're giving you the 5-year max, and you have to give it to Tobias because Tobias is 26. So it makes no sense not to give him the 5-year max, even though he's not a traditional max player. You don't have a choice. He's a free agent.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Chris in North Philly. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's up, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
If they give up Capella with a trade for Jimmy Butler, I'll do it. Because all you got to do, see, this is what Ben Simmons don't understand. All you got to do is have the threat of shooting the shot. I don't even care if you make it or not. Just shoot it so they have to respect it a little bit just to go out there. He won't even shoot it.
Oh, I agree with you. But where's Capella come in this?
No, didn't Tyrone just say it would be a sound?
Yeah, but Capella wouldn't be coming here. He'd go to another team, and another team would trade you players that you want. How could you use Capella here?
No, I wouldn't do it then.
Okay, but wait. Let's get to the Capella angle. You would want Capella?
Yeah, I would want Capella.
Why? Where's he going to play? He's a five.
I would play him down low with Embiid.
Okay? You need the four to stretch in this game. You need the four to stretch to shoot it.
Yeah, but we got a three that ain't shooting.
No, but nobody has two low post players anymore. They're four stretches to stretch the floor.
Well, I'm showing my age now.
Well, you're going back to Ralph Sampson and Moses?
Exactly. All right. Exactly.
Okay.
Twin Tower thing.
Or was Ralph Sampson and Elijah one? Who was it? Was it Moses or Elijah? It was Elijah and Ralph.
Right.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question, bro?
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, here it is. American history quotes. Who said it? I shall return.
General MacArthur.
That is correct. Douglas MacArthur. My man gets it. I shall return. All right, 610-620-975. There's one open line. And I'm going to tease people here. There was something last night in the broadcast of the Phillies game on NBC Sports Philadelphia that captured my attention. A strange thing that captured my attention. See if anybody can get inside my brain. And if they thought the same thing. All right. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. One open line, 610-620-975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
'97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 3:30, Mike Missanelli's show, and time now for a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 1,500 votes on this one today. If you could choose only one for Jimmy Butler, what would it be? 37% say let him walk. 63% say accept Houston, sign and trade.
Okay. We'll see what happens. So last night, let me just tip off this thing. Tyrone, you thought it was... It's an odd thing in the broadcast. It was odd.
For sure.
And it has nothing to do with what was on the field.
Nope.
So I'll give you a little hint there. And it's not Jay Wright sitting in the corner so he can talk to his daughter, the ball girl. It wasn't that. But that was cute.
Yeah, she's a pretty good athlete, it seems like.
Really?
She's made some good snags.
Has she?
Over the course of the year, yeah. Now, I didn't know it was his daughter.
I didn't know it was his daughter either.
But I've seen her watching the game. Uh-huh. She's made some decent plays over the course of the year. She might be a good athlete.
Jay enjoying the ball game. And he was talking about the like old school guys, like old school Phillies. Jeremy dropped Darren Johnson, Clay Dalrymple, and somebody else he threw in there. Johnny Callison. Johnny Callison, Clay Dalrymple, and Darren Johnson he dropped.
That's amazing.
Last night's broadcast.
That's pretty good.
That
pretty
goes
good
way back.
For him, yeah.
All right, let's go to Brian in Pottstown. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm starting to get a little irritated with this Houston Rockets GM here. You know, I agree with Tyrone. You know what's the old saying? Money talks, BS walks. Uh-huh. I'm throwing the max deal on the table because Houston needs us. That's why they're trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
They already have the max offer on the table.
Right. Well, then that I want to see Jimmy's going to walk away from that much cash. I don't think so. I don't think so because they point blank can't afford Jimmy. If we let Jimmy walk, they can't sign him. Even the Lakers can't sign him. So, I mean, unless he's going to sign a one-year deal and take a big, big hit money-wise, and I don't
think... Well, you know, he might want to do that. He's a strange guy. He lives down there. Once Houston acquires him, they can then sign him to a longer-term deal after a one-year contract.
Okay, well, he's going to cost himself at least $30, $40 million.
He might be the type of guy that doesn't care.
Well, hey, that's the one thing that we don't know with any of these free agents. Like, what are they thinking and what are they doing? If you're his agent, you're going to let him do that? You're giving up that much money? And Tyrone knows better. Doesn't Jimmy have a little crew that he really takes care of?
It's a mini crew. It's only two people.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of money.
It's not an AI crew.
No, I understand that. Uh-huh. I want to roll it back. I really want to roll it back. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do too, but you can't get mad at Houston for it. They're trying to win the West.
I'm not. Why should I be helping them out?
Yeah, I get you. All right, here's your general knowledge question. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, it is the things that are gray category. She danced dirty with Patrick Swayze.
Say that again?
She danced dirty with Patrick Swayze.
Dirty dancing.
What's the category? Things that are gray.
Patrick Swayze? I don't know.
I thought this category was going to be easy. Things that are gray means it has to have the word gray in it. Jennifer Gray. Was the co-star with Patrick Swayze.
Is the heat just getting to the callers nowadays?
So polarizing.
The dirty dancing thing didn't resonate with him, or he didn't know who Jennifer Grey was.
That's the most polarizing movie of them all.
Why?
Yeah. Women love Dirty Dancing. Mm-hmm. I've yet to meet a male who likes that movie.
Do you like the movie, Mike?
It's not one like, Dirty Dancing, I get to see it again. I mean, I did watch it. It was okay.
You thought it was
enjoyable
okay?
To a point. Lenny Briscoe was in it.
He's great.
He's great in it.
Now, if I could go back and watch just his scenes, I would watch that movie on a loop.
Lenny Briscoe.
He's great in it.
He was very judgmental.
God rest his soul. He was judgmental
very
in that
judgmental
movie.
In that
he took
movie.
Care of what he had to do in that movie, though.
He did.
Tough decisions he had to make out there.
Yeah, he did.
Tough decisions.
Plus, he had the one daughter who was spoiled brat.
She was so annoying.
this Succession thing. Did you watch Succession?
No.
You didn't watch it? It's a brilliantly written show. It really is. And you know, for me to say that, it's got to be brilliantly written because I criticize everything, right?
You do.
This is a brilliantly written show.
And it's
brilliantly acted. Brian Cox is a great old English actor. And Jeremy Strong is in it. If you see his face, you'll know he's fantastic. But you know who else is in it? Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off has a great part as one of the kids. And Kieran Culkin, Macaulay's younger brother, plays one of the sons.
He's actually a pretty good little actor. And I haven't seen that Cameron since he was on that show with
Alan Ruck is his.
Yeah, he was on Spin City with Michael J. Fox.
Yes, he was.
The last time I saw him.
That is correct. Yeah. No, he's got a great part in this in August. You know, I binged the first season. One season old.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it now. Summertime. I got time. I'll put that on the list.
All right, Jeff in Coatesville. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
How you doing?
Good. All right. Real quick, touch on the Phillies. Jake Arrieta stinks. I'm sorry. He stinks. I mean, maybe that's what you were talking about, what was going on with the broadcast.
No, it wasn't.
He was just giving up a home run.
No, that wasn't it. It had nothing to do with the game.
All right, well, that's my
nothing to do with the game.
Jake Arrieta
stinks. Here's the thing about Arrieta, and I noticed it last night. He's off balance all the time. He's got a very weird, unique way of throwing a baseball across his body. And when everything is not in sync, he don't have command. Now, in his younger day, he had command. He's older now, and that unorthodox delivery of his, he can't pin it down and get the same release point.
Hey, man, good for you for coming up for excuses for him.
No, I'm not coming up for excuses. He's underachieving, but that's the reason why he's underachieving. He can't replicate the same the release point. Like every time when he was in his prime, he was zeroed in, and he actually has good stuff. He's got, but his ball moves all over the place. If he had command of that like he used to, he'd be effective, but he doesn't.
And then real quick on the Sixers, can you believe I'm watching TV today? The GM said his leverage that he's going to tell Jimmy Butler is that you should definitely do the sign-in trade or I'm just going to walk from your organization. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
like
the used to perspective.
I'm Brand, I'm dangling that 190 and daring him to leave.
Well, that's what they've done.
I'm daring
him. Basically done it. They told the agent what he's going to get. I mean, there's no mystery. They're trying to nick one dime him. He's a maxed contract player. The agent knows it. So, yeah, the agent's probably freaking about it because he's going to get less money in commission. But Jimmy Butler's a strange guy. The dude drives a pickup truck and listens to country music. He's not like he's different.
No, I will say that. But then again, 190 million talks.
Apparently, it doesn't talk to him. All right. Oh, there's the Penn State fight song. Go State.
Here we go.
It is four tickets now on board here with the movies with names in the title. All right. So let's go with this one here. Blank Mnemonic.
Blank Mnemonic.
Blank Mnemonic starred Keanu Reeves.
Blank Mnemonic. Ah, my goodness.
Four tickets. He had them in hand and he let them out. Johnny Mnemonic.
We can't give these FanFest tickets away this year.
Listen, was that an easy question?
I mean, I knew it.
This is why, and the other reason is, last week you did the Keanu, or the week before you did the Keanu
Reeves movies.
Right, and that came up, Johnny Mnemonic.
It did.
So, if you're a regular listener,
you would have gotten it.
Yep.
The inside track.
That was such a bad movie. It's so bad.
It's a bad movie.
It's ridiculously bad. In fact, it's so bad, they never put it on. And they put on a lot of bad movies.
Yeah, it's never on.
Never on. All right, Mike Mussinelli Show. Back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Woo! Woo! 3:45, Mike Mussinelli Show. Jason Stark will come up in about 15 minutes right here on The Fanatic. So I got to bring this topic up here just to get a quick hit on it. Megan Rapinoe, U.S. women's soccer star, scored two goals as the United States team remained undefeated by nipping Spain. Spaniards were ready. She's in a little snit with the President of the United States. She said, no way she's going to the bleeping White House. And Trump responded, I'm a big fan of the American team and women's soccer, but Megan should win first before she talks. He puts both of those words in caps. Finish the job. And then he says, be proud of the flag that you wear. Your thoughts, Tyrone and Natalie?
Okay.
Yeah. You want to start, Ty?
I'll say this. Okay. Personally, if I was president, I would not respond to every single critic in the world.
Right.
On the one hand. On the other hand, in her opinion, she feels as though the president has not done things positively for the LGBT community, in her opinion. And she is currently, I believe, married to Sue Bird, who plays for the Seattle Storm.
That's correct.
And she also feels like he has done things negatively to the African-American community, mm-hmm. which she feels a connection with mm-hmm. for whatever reason in her personal life. Therefore, she makes a personal decision, and I don't see a problem with that, but I don't see why any powerful person feels the need to react to every person who's a critic. That's where I'm at.
Yes. Does she have any culpability at all by saying, I'm not going to the bleeping White House if we win?
The person was before a photo shoot where that got... Where
yeah,
that
and happened. I think that they were filming it, and I don't think that she knew that it was going to get put yeah. out there like that in that manner,
mm-hmm.
because
right.
it was a very casual kind of interview.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not the best look. I wouldn't personally speak like that, but that's who she is, and yeah, more power to her, you know?
Very feisty.
Yeah, right. She is who she is.
And it was private, so
yeah.
it's before the photo shoot.
Right.
And then she also, the next sentence after was, we won't get invited because there have been a certain yes. number of female teams that have won.
The Golden State Warriors, right?
No, there are no certain female teams that haven't been invited.
Well, so that too, and you know, the U.S. women's soccer team is in the middle of a huge lawsuit with the U.S. soccer for gender discrimination and all that stuff. So, yeah. So there's it's a loaded issue, and
right.
she's not the first one who doesn't want to go.
You would ignore it.
Yeah,
I would ignore a lot more.
He needs to. I mean,
this isn't
a new thing. It's not like she's the first person to say, nope. You know what? I'm
right.
good. There's
okay.
been a slew of other people.
Yep.
And the other part is, I'm new to like fame. I don't know if you want to call this fame. We are on TV currently, so I guess that's fame. And I've had to adjust little by little my actions. I think he's been president long enough to be adjusted out of his old mode. So if I was running social media, I wouldn't respond to every person who didn't.
Oh, I totally agree. It's ridiculous the way he responds. He's responding like a sports talk host. Like I respond to people.
Right.
The interview was also from January too.
Okay.
So.
All right. Your Phil starting lineup is out. Same as it ever was. Kingery, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto, Bruce, Hernandez, Franco, Nicky Pavetta on the hill tonight. There's somebody who's really upset about the home runs that are being hit. Somebody emailed me, which I don't understand. Like, why would you not like the home run? Seriously, what's wrong with an abundance of home run? They change the ball or not? Okay, I mean, more offense is fun, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, that's why I appreciate great pitching. Because you can get guys out to in this day and age, you're doing a great job.
That's why I love Pedro.
All right, and then there's another guy, Jimmy Butler. This is a typical Philadelphia fan. Let Butler get the hell out of here. Where was he in the postseason? Nowhere. Why are you concerned about him going? Let him and Harris, who also sucks, go.
Uh-oh.
That's from Andrew. All right, Andrew. Let them both go. And who you got? Yeah, you'll be bitching how they stink. Let's go to Jay in New Jersey. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Mike. What's up, man?
What's up, Jay?
Listen, you think any of the top teams in the draft, the top four picks, would have traded for Ben Simmons if the Sixers would have offered him?
Would you? Somebody asked me this question on email the other day. Would you have traded Ben Simmons for Zion Williamson? And no. I said no.
Maybe not Zion, but the other John Morant.
You would trade Ben Simmons for John Morant or the other Duke?
The Knicks,
RJ Barrett?
The Knicks would have did it. You know?
Are you serious? You can't trade Ben Simmons for those two guys.
You know why you're going to have to trade him? Because he's not a threat, like another caller had said early. He's not a threat on offense to shoot.
I can answer this question.
The defense comes down.
I get it. I understand what his drawbacks are. But Ben Simmons has better star potential than those two guys. And he has better star potential than Zion Williamson.
Maybe not Zion, but let me ask you this then. Who plays better together, Jimmy and Joel or Ben and Joel?
I'm not with you at all in this argument. You're making the argument. You can make the argument. There's no way that I'm trading Ben Simmons for any of those first three players that were taken in the draft.
Well, I'm not saying trade them because of those players, but you got to keep Jimmy. And if you have to keep
Ben, you got to take the chance on Ben.
Ben don't play well together.
But you got to take the chance that they will play together. Because he's a star potential player. I mean, I don't know what the star potential on those other three guys are, but Ben Simmons' upside is bigger than all three of them.
He has to shoot the jump shot. There's
nothing that pains me more than him not shooting the jump shot, but come on, it's silly to think that you would give up him for those three. All right, let me give you a general knowledge question.
All right.
All right, here we go. This is the general knowledge category. Let's go with this here. What city is sinking into the Adriatic Sea at a rate of 2 millimeters every year?
What city is sinking
into the Adriatic Sea? That should be the hint.
I don't
even know where that is. It's the city that's underwater, basically. Venice is the answer to that question. Sinking at a rate of 2 millimeters every year. But it's good for the gondola business.
Sure.
It's the only people in the world that want the city to have more water. It's the gondola operators, right?
Yeah. Well, they're not going to like these gondola drones that's about to come out.
What?
Put them all out of work.
Gondola drones, they have?
Yeah, they'd be just self-driving gondolas.
Oh.
They're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they are working on those.
You got to have the tradition of the gondola.
Well, I think they still have the oars, but it'd be powered. You know,
that's fugazi, then.
Well, of course they are.
That's like putting the toll taker out of business.
Well, you know that's what Uber's for, right?
Yes.
All Uber drivers are just test people for Uber then to fire all the drivers and have their driverless cars take over. It's all a ruse. They don't want to pay people.
How long is that going to take?
They think 10, 15 years.
Really?
Yes.
I don't feel like waiting that long.
10, 15, I won't be around.
Well,
you always say that, and we will be around, so it will affect us.
Yeah, you will. That won't affect me. Coming up, 4 o'clock hour, Jason Stark tops the 4 o'clock hour right here on the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.